Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Not everyone has a dream. Sometimes you need that person to give you that push, give you a little bit of help to make that dream come true. That's why we here at the Kid Craddock Morning Show, we want to help you. Head on over to KidNation.com right now. Tell us what your dream is and how we can help you achieve that dream. Now, we're going to start making dreams come true on MLK Day, which is when, Big Al Mac?
That'll be January 19th.
That is correct.
Yeah.
And some of the dreams, it could be a small dream, you know, like starting your own podcast. We've done that in the past. It's something big, like the couple we helped get pregnant through in vitro fertilization.
That's pretty big right there.
Yeah, we also helped somebody go hunt Bigfoot. We've sent someone on a ride with a storm chaser. We even helped a woman meet the man who donated bone marrow and saved her life.
Yeah, and she didn't even realize we were taking her dream that far. She just wanted to speak to him over the phone
because
he was all the way from Germany. But we took it one step further and flew him in. And speaking of that wish, her name was Amy Smith.
Yeah.
And the reason I have that at the top of my mind is because she just wrote us a letter.
Oh, really?
She heard us talking about it, and she wrote in and said, I can't believe it's already time again for I Have a Dream Week. I just wanted to thank you all again for changing our lives last year. Our whole family stayed in touch with Thomas in Germany. In fact, Katie is actually flying to Germany this summer to visit and for all of Thomas's family and friends to meet the woman whose life he saved. So now they're flipping the script, right?
That's awesome.
Yeah. We're forever grateful to the Kid Craddock team and to Kid himself for creating such an amazing legacy. And that's best wishes from Amy Smith.
Nice. Very nice.
Wow. Isn't that great? They're keeping it up.
Thomas was a nice dude. Remember he brought his beer out from Germany?
Yeah.
He did.
Anybody bring me beer, you know. You bring me beer, I'm your friend.
We're going to be best friends forever.
I am your friend.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Oh, Kelly, you ready for some love advice?
Hey, first advice of 2015.
I know.
That's right.
I know. People still got problems. Kelly, you ready?
Yes. Well, sometimes I get a couple in front of me, and I'm reading this one, and the more I'm looking at it, I'm like, this person's just immoral.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Well, that's why he's calling in. That's why he's calling
in. Yeah, I like a moral one.
I know, and I know this is for Kelly, but it's just like.
It's too much.
Because Kelly tells it how it is, Jenna.
I try. Sometimes it's a conundrum, though.
I know.
I don't know what to do.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Okay, I am.
Something happened with my boyfriend over Christmas vacation I can't get over.
Uh-oh.
You know, it gets crazy busy with mail over the holidays, so sometimes you end up getting your neighbor's mail mixed in with yours.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my boyfriend got an envelope that should have been delivered to a kid who lives a few houses down. It obviously had a gift card inside, so he decided to open it up. It was a $100 gift card, and he kept it. I was shocked. We got into an argument. He sees nothing wrong with what he did because the kid doesn't know it's missing, so she can't really be upset about it. I guess he has no morals. If he can steal from a kid and feel okay with it, what else can he do and feel fine about doing? Am I overreacting, or am I right to be so freaked out about his lack of moral sensibility? Karen.
You leave
Karen,
that dude. You leave that dude now.
It's immoral.
Sorry.
It's illegal. He just committed mail fraud.
Yeah.
A kid.
And you can't tell me that kid's not going to find out. Somebody's going to be like, why have I never heard from little Johnny?
You never got a gift card?
He will find out.
That is an offense. That is punishable by jail time.
Yeah.
What are you doing over there? Quit.
Sorry. Okay.
If it's over a certain amount of money, it's
a like crinkling
felony,
paper.
Right?
He's so upset.
Yeah.
Well, opening anyone's mail is
If I was Karen,
illegal.
And I'm not Karen, I would feel so horrible about it. I would go get $100 or $100 gift card. I would go down to my neighbor's house and say, look, my horrible ex-boyfriend took this, and I'm making it right.
I can't believe she's still with the guy.
Why is that even?
I don't understand.
What is she even asking me? Is she wrong to be upset?
That's why I'm like, do I even need to read this one or just
you stole?
This guy's just a loser.
You stole.
What are you doing?
He's
crinkling paper
I'm
the
mad.
Whole time he's talking.
Oh my gosh!
You stole from a kid. You opened up mail. Kelly said. I mean, you tampered with the U.S. mail and you stole from a kid.
Yeah, Al, keep going.
Yeah. This isn't even anything to discuss. That was my thing. So let's just keep going because your boyfriend's a loser.
That is unbelievable.
What a terrible person.
I don't even know. I don't even understand why she wrote me.
You think he's
why is she still?
Because she wanted that stamp.
He's stealing the gift card. He's probably stealing cash out of your own wallet.
Right?
I wouldn't. Oh
that's the dude that will cheat on you right there. If he he is the worst of the worst.
Yeah. Because if she doesn't know.
Yeah.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Am I being a whiny baby about this? I expect my husband's love and support in everything I choose to do, within reason, of course. So when I told him that my resolution for 2015 was simply to run 3 5Ks, and his reaction was a guttural laugh, my feelings were hurt.
Oh, man.
I know it's going to take hard work and discipline because I have let myself go over the years. But you have to start somewhere, right?
Yep.
He gave no apology for laughing at me. He just keeps telling me to get over it. I'm really upset about this. Am I being a baby, or is he the wrong one in this?
He's not. Pamela. He's not being supportive. Here you go, Pamela.
Pamela.
Not being supportive, but here it is. You can either make it you're the victim right now, or you can let it put that fire in your gut and say, I'm going to show you. I'm not just going to run 3 5Ks. I'm going to run 6, whatever it is, or just to complete them. Didn't you have a friend that's goal was to run a 5K every month
every
of the
month.
Year?
And she did it.
And a 5K is a little bit more than 3 miles. You have to build up to it.
Right.
You can't just, you know, dive in. I trained 2 months to run a 5K.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is a training behind
it. You have to start somewhere.
There's a online, is it from the sofa to a 5K? What's it called? Couch to 5K? Something like that.
This is doable.
It's very doable.
You haven't worked out in years. But
he's probably, here's your husband's defense. He's heard you listen to the soundtrack you've been playing to him for your entire marriage. I'm going to lose weight this year, and you never do. You gain weight. I'm going to do this, and you never do. So he's like, whatever. He laughed and wants you to get over it because he doesn't believe you're going to follow through because perhaps you haven't time and time again.
Right.
So don't let this defeat you. Let this put a fire in your belly.
It should be your inspiration.
It should be I'll show him. A lot of women use that as inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then they show their husbands and they're like, I've got a new wife. I'm so proud of her. And then it turns around.
Eventually he comes around.
Or you can keep being sad about it and punishing him for laughing at
him. Don't tell him anymore. Just show him.
Yeah,
show him. Do it. I have faith in you, girl.
Oh, and they get really tight shorts. Wear them out.
No.
Yeah. That's what you got to do.
Yeah, why not?
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've fallen head over heels for this woman that I met. She's everything that I've ever wanted in a woman.
Aww.
After 9 months of dating, I flew 1,500 miles over Christmas break to meet her folks. Boy, do I wish I hadn't done that. Parents were the nicest people ever, but... Oh, wow.
Here we go, I know.
Her mom was also one of the most unattractive women I think I've ever laid eyes on. If younger women grow older to look like their moms, I am in trouble. Should I just run for the hills now? Maybe her mom just didn't take good care of herself or something. I don't know. How much truth is there to that theory? I don't want to grow old with someone that I can't bear to look at later on. So should I just end it now before this gets any deeper? That's from Paul.
Yes, end it. I don't want to. I don't like you. End
Paul,
it.
Paul.
He phrased it wrong.
They do say that, but has there ever been a girl that you've truly dated and sometimes women, it's not guaranteed you're going to look like your mother, but has there ever been a woman's mother that looks so bad you're like, I have to break up with my girlfriend? That's even a question.
Maybe
honestly.
When you're young, I've
heard a lot of my high school guy friends
when you're in high
say
school.
That stuff.
Yeah, when you're
But do they actually do it? People say that as jokes. Does anybody actually really do that?
It's not that. You just start wondering. And even... In high school, when guys usually do this, it's like you're probably not going to end up with this girl anyways.
And when you're 50 and 60 years down the road, if you're so head over heels in love, won't you still look at look at her through the eyes of love, and you're going to grow old and get chubby together and get gray and have hairs growing out of moles on you? That's just what happens.
And he said it himself. It has to do with maybe the mom didn't take as good care as the daughter may take.
Right.
It's a different generation. And I bet you that the father-in-law, your future father-in-law, looks at his wife and just loves every bit of that mess.
Absolutely.
Because he really loves her for better or for worse. I don't like the tone of your letter. It disappoints me. It makes me sad.
Yeah. So dump him or dump her?
I think he should question what he loves about this girl. If it's truly, is it all superficial?
But do you do?
He's head over heels. Is it all for the superficial reasons? What about her qualities as a future wife and a future mother and a future partner in life? And all you're worried about is what she might look like 30 years from now?
You shouldn't say that out loud. But when you date a girl and then you do meet her parents or her mother and she's an attractive older lady, you're like, yes.
That's what happened with me and my wife. Yes. I was like,
What you should be looking at more than what the mom happens to look like 30, 40 years from now is... How does the mother treat the father? The example that your girlfriend has had, because that's probably the pattern she's going to repeat, how the mom treated her husband.
Right.
How she, the loving dynamic and the wonderful relationship they had, because that's probably what the daughter's going to emulate. More so than worried if she's not going to be exercising. I'm so upset by this.
Sorry,
Kelly. Don't even understand.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Okay, finally, a real love quandary
here.
Oh,
good, Jetta.
Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Money is pretty tight in our household right now, so my husband has taken to selling some of our old stuff on eBay to make some extra cash. Oh. I was totally fine with him selling odds and ends until the other day when he suggested that I sell my wedding dress. Oh. He was pretty insistent upon it, too. He doesn't understand why I refuse to let go of it, since he says, you're never going to wear it again. He doesn't understand women like things for sentimental reasons, and I want to keep it just in case I have a daughter who wants to wear it someday. He keeps pressing the issue, saying we can probably get a couple $100s for it. Are those memories only worth a couple $100s to him? How do I make him calm down, Kelly? Stacy?
You just tell him flat out. It's you know, if you want to have a huge argument and keep discussing this and having this blow up every time, keep bringing it up. But here's the line in the sand. I'm not selling my wedding dress. And that's just it. And he can... It's your choice now, honey, if you want to keep having this argument and making this miserable. I'm not selling my wedding dress. And just, you're just going to have to put the, and if he brings it up, just shut down the conversation. Don't respond to it. Just say, okay, honey, fine. And just move on about your day.
As a guy, you don't respond to it. Beat down by the arguing. It wouldn't be worth a couple $100.
You ask, she says no, you move on.
Get over it.
Yeah. I've got my big old wedding dress sitting in a box up in my closet. And I look at it, I'm like, what a big box. But I'm hopeful one day, if not my daughter, maybe one of my nieces wants to use it, rework it. I don't care. But I'm keeping it.
Oh. Yeah, I should try. I mean,
but he's on eBay and he's seeing other people getting money for stuff like that, women that aren't emotionally attached.
Tell him to sell his TV.
Guys, it's never going to change.
Sell your favorite chair.
Right. Yeah. Most girls have a lot of stuff. And I have dresses that I'll never wear again, but they're beautiful, and I remember it, and I just want to hold on to it. So get over it.
Yeah, just tell him this is the line in the sand. I'm drawing... If you want to, if now it's on him, if you want to keep arguing, then that's on you. I'm not arguing this point anymore. And don't let it get to you. Don't respond with anger, because it's hard for people to anger, to fight with someone who's not responding.
Tell him you're keeping it just in case things don't work out between you and him.
No.
That'll shut him up right there.
I will shut him up.
I need it for my next husband.
Yeah.
If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to KidNation.com. We have a tab right there. That was the first one for 2015.
All right, I think you did good.
Well done.
I feel so bad about that.
We told a girl to dump a guy who was horrible.
Yes, that was a good one.
Bad boyfriend.
A couple bad boyfriends.
Yep. New Year's resolution.
New Year's resolution.
I hope she's going to be. Right. Yeah, I just feel bad about that third letter.
Yeah.
That whole situation.
The mom.
Me.
Yes. Yeah, the dude that's good.
I don't want somebody to not date my daughter because they look at me and like, ooh.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Joining us from the new movie, which happens to be hilarious, The Wedding Ringer, comes out next Friday, the 16th, is the smallest package, but hugest heart out there, Kevin Hart.
Wow. I would be offended, because is it all a small package?
Yeah, I shouldn't have said package, huh, Kevin? My bad.
What's going on, guys?
Wrong choice of words.
Kevin, you're such a dang movie star. Do you have trouble keeping all of the movies you've done in the last couple years straight when you're doing interviews?
I'm going to be honest with you. There's been some times where I've definitely confused projects.
Really?
There's been some times where I've been talking and I had to go, wait, time out. What are we talking about?
Well, no.
That's a good problem to have.
Yeah, it is right now.
You know, I'm a workaholic, man. I'm addicted to it. I'm addicted to work. I'm addicted to success. You know, I want multiple levels of it. And in doing that, you got to do a lot. So I don't sit down at the end of the day.
That's good.
Right now, I tell you what, I'm not going to confuse.
What?
I'm not going to confuse this movie, Wedding Ringer, with nothing else. You know why I'm not going to confuse it?
Why?
Because it's my first comedy of 2015.
There it is.
You know what that means?
What?
It means I'm kicking off the new year with a bang.
Bang.
You want to know what that means?
What?
It means that people got to come out and see me, because this is raw, uncut, edgy, funny. That's right. I said it. Raw, uncut, edgy, funny. When you hear wedding, don't think that it's one thing, because it's not. This movie is hilarious. I'm telling you that because I've seen it. I've seen it in several audiences. I know what I'm talking about.
All right.
People are going to walk out of here shocked. This is it. This is the one. Well, this could take me to the different level.
Well, Kevin, you're saying raw and uncut. So are you saying this could have been PG-13, but it's so raw and edgy it's rated R?
No, I'm saying that this is... Okay, if you were to take Hangover and Bridesmaids and mash them together, that's what this movie is.
There's no black people in those, though, Kevin.
Whoa, and, we're black people.
Okay, so let me tell you this.
Throwing Friday?
If you take Hangover, Bridesmaids, and I'm going to get you, sucker,
there you go.
That's what this movie is.
There you talk.
But, Kevin, you don't go to the bathroom in a wedding dress, do you?
No, I don't. I don't. By the way, that was probably one of the funniest scenes I've ever seen in the Bride's Maid. But this movie, I'm telling you, like, the wedding is just the setting of what has to happen. But all of the stuff that happens getting up to that wedding is ridiculous. Dude, it's comedy. It's comedy on a different level. I've never been able to cut loose like this in a movie. This is the first time that I've been able to really go for gold.
You are selling it.
When we get there.
Well, let us know what the movie's about, because Josh Gad's in the movie with you, who happens to be hilarious as well. By the way, does he live with you now?
No, Josh doesn't live with me, but I've had Josh with me for a long time because I want people to know who Josh Gad is.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, I'm not selfish. I'm not a selfish guy. And I said, look, I got a movie coming out, and yes, I am the star of it, but this guy here is great in the movie. He's great. And I don't get to where I get in this movie if it isn't for Josh Gad. Josh Gad made me raise my game.
Nice.
So for those who do not know what the movie is about, basically, Josh Gad is getting married, and he doesn't have any friends. His wife basically has a bunch of bridesmaids, and she's waiting on Josh to give her his list of groomsmen. Uh-huh. He doesn't have any. He doesn't have best man or groomsmen. So Josh is referred to me. I play a character named Jimmy Callahan, and I provide a service, a friendship for men who lack. For the right price, I'll be your friend. All you got to do is tell me what you need me to say, who you need me to be, and I create a character or persona to be that. I've never been in a situation where I've had to provide groomsmen. Josh is the first person to ask me for that, his character.
Yeah.
So I have to go out and get 7 groomsmen. And finding these guys is one thing, but getting these guys to give Josh the perception of being an amazing person in his life is another. So we have to go out and create a backstory. We have to create a past. So all of us have to learn Josh's life over the course of 2 days before the wedding reception so his wife can believe and see that these are his friends and these are the people that he's talked about for so long.
That is deep.
So we're basically making a lie real. This is a lie that he's been telling for so long. It is my job to execute that lie.
So basically, you guys are being dudes.
Basically,
yeah,
pretty much. We're doing what any man has had to do. Every man has lied. I've been in a situation. I remember I lied to a girl and told a girl I had a Lamborghini. And this girl, it was for no reason. It was the stupidest lie ever. She was like, "You got a car?" I was like, "Yeah, I got a Lamborghini." And she was like, "Oh, I would love to get in that." And I was like, "Yeah, you know, whatever, whenever you're free." And she called me the next day. She was like, "I'm free. You should pick me up." And I was like, "Oh, man, my car in the shop. The door got messed up." And it was 2 weeks later. I kept this lie going for a year.
A
year.
So you hit it. But you just,
I don't have no Lamborghini. It was just something to do. And as a man, when you lie and you're in it, you don't know how to get out of it. In this situation, this is a story that keeps spiraling out of control because a guy has lied himself into the corner. I come in to save the day and get him out of it.
That's so funny, because we do. We lie for no reason. I mean,
no reason.
No reason at all. Maybe no benefit. We just lie because it's just easy.
It's something to do.
It's
because you can. If nobody invented the word lie, and nobody said, hey, this is something that you do when you just can't tell the truth and you back into a corner, then men wouldn't do it. But the fact that we have the option to possibly trick you and get away with something, we take that risk. I do it all the time. I don't care. I tell my lady, look, I lie because I can. Because I want to. Because I can. Don't judge me by it. I have the option. It's over stupid stuff. Did you eat today? Yep. No, you didn't. All right. Well, I guess I didn't. I just lie.
Well, Kevin, no lie between you and I. Success looks really good on you. I follow you on Instagram, and you're just stunting in your fashion posts. Who are your fashion inspirations?
I'm into it. I'm into clothes. That's my thing. That's my vice. You know, I think everybody has something that they love that they decide to splurge on.
Right.
For me, it's clothes.
Even when you were poor? Even when you didn't have all the Kevin Hart money?
When I was poor, you know what I did when I was poor? I took my brother's stuff. See, my brother used to have good clothes because my brother worked. So in school, my brother was able to buy stuff when people were into different things of fashion. So when he was done with it, I just took it. Now, granted, it was older when I wore it. Nobody really cared. But in my mind, I was always studying. I always had something. I just know how to dress, man.
What's your trend for this year? Like, what trend are you really trying to work?
Yeah, because we'll copy you, Kevin.
What'd you say? You'll copy me?
Yeah, yeah, what trend are you pumped about right now?
I'm not doing a skinny jean, though.
Well,
dog.
I'm back on tour, so, you know, I have to make the comedic rock star thing believable.
That red leather jacket is awesome.
That's one of many that you're going to see. It's going to be a lot of leathers, a lot of zippers, a lot of jeans that fit real tight around my calf.
You sound like Michael Jackson come back.
Yeah. A little dominatrix.
Yeah.
You know what
things
else?
Things that show my sneakers, high top sneakers, t-shirts, chains. Just, you know, that look where you're trying, but you're trying to make it look like you're not trying.
Right.
Like, yeah, I care, but do I really?
And he looks off into the distance in the photo.
Yeah, yeah. And you always, whenever you take a picture, you always got to look somewhere else as if you're doing something else.
Like, you don't want to take a picture.
Guys, I know that I'm taking a picture every single time I'm taking one, but I always look off as if I'm talking.
I got really too busy to take this picture, but I'm going to go ahead and take 2 seconds.
But I look good.
That's what I want people to think. But it's just me, and it's just the cameraman. There's nobody else there. I know he's taking the picture. I need to stop it. But that's the only pose I'm comfortable with. So I got to keep doing that one.
Kevin Hart, I know you're promoting The Wedding Ringer right now, but I follow you on Instagram as well, and I keep seeing that you are getting jacked. And are you doing like an action movie or something?
Yeah, Me and the Rock start filming in April, end of April. We're doing a movie called Central Intelligence.
Kelly,
The Rock,
aka Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think The Rock has an inch of fat on his body. You're looking at a guy who's a machine. So I don't want to be on camera next to the guy that's all jacked and ripped up and ridiculous, and you get to me and you go, ew, what's that?
Whatever.
Let me get my behind in shape as well, so, you know, I can look the role. But it's an action comedy. It's ridiculous, and I'm excited about it.
You've been drinking raw eggs and stuff like that?
I don't have to do that because I'm not trying to fight nobody. Uh-huh. But I did cut out carbs, and I'm just eating a lot of protein, and, you know, I'm doing 2 days.
Are you going to bust out with some prison muscles?
Buddy to buddy, you're looking good, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Thank you, man. What? I appreciate it. I'm benching 225 right now.
How does your lady feel about your new bod?
My lady feels amazing about my new bod. I think that's what's kept me in the gym. All you need is a woman to see it and go, That's all you need to hear.
They're like a cheesy.
From a woman, you are going to stay true to whatever plan you set.
That's true.
That's it.
Kevin, I know you're really busy and you got to go. Make sure you watch The Wedding Ringer. Comes out next Friday, the 16th. And from what I've seen with you and Josh Gad, you guys have an awesome dynamic going.
Let me tell you something. You will not be disappointed, man. I guarantee you. You're starting a comedy off with a bang, people. You're not going to be disappointed.
All right.
You
heard it.
I can't wait for y'all to see this film.
People are going to be vomiting. You're going to be vomiting in the aisles, rolling over, vomiting, laughing. All right.
Kevin Hart says so. Thanks, Kevin Hart.
Thank you, Kevin. Hey,
man, I appreciate you guys. Y'all take it easy.
Later.
Bye, Kevin.
Bye.
All right.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kelly Raspberry made her way to the movie theater.
Yeah, I don't do that a lot.
No, it's tough to do when you have kids.
It's hard. I used to go to the movies every Sunday afternoon. It was just like a ritual.
I know.
I kind of got out of the habit.
Yeah.
But over the holidays, you know, I'm off a couple weeks. My daughter's out of school a couple of weeks. There were some movies we wanted to see. First one she wanted to see was Annie. Took her to see that.
Not good reviews, but she wants to see it.
I didn't love it. She Emma Kelly liked it, but, you know, it's an update of the original.
Right.
They said Cameron Diaz is too nice to play the role she played.
She's miscast, but she did make me laugh a couple times. I will say that. On the helicopter, I was laughing out loud at her. And that, you know, laughing out loud at a movie when people say they do that, I mean, I really did.
Yeah.
But that's not the movie that's causing controversy that you
watched. No. People loved, Into the Woods is the other one that I thought was going to be more of a children's movie. It's rated PG.
Mm-hmm.
Which to me is basically a children's movie anymore. I don't think there's a lot of Disney movies that hit G anymore. It's based on fairy tales. I knew it was a musical going in. A lot of people are going into the movie not realizing it's a musical and come to find out they hate musicals. But we sat there. We had a hard time finding it, first of all. It's not playing at every theater. And my girlfriends wanted to go with my daughter and me. So we all went to this art house theater. They play all sorts of independent films and artsy films. And the beautiful thing about these independent movie houses is they don't show 30 minutes worth of previews.
Mm-hmm.
They literally showed two previews got right to the movie.
Boom. Good.
However, the two previews they chose to show...
Well, this is a PG movie. They would show other PG
You would
previews.
Think that they would have PG-rated previews for a PG-rated movie. That's usually how these things work.
That's how it works.
Yeah. My experience. Focus on the demo,
Except in this case, the first preview was for this HBO series involving men who really like men. And,
Yeah, it's like the L word for guys.
Yes.
Okay.
That was my...
The B word.
You know, I'm not really prepared with my 8-year-old daughter to explain why.
Okay. Oh, they were showing some scenes.
Yeah, so that was probably... Okay. Maybe they should reconsider the previews they show at some of these
movies. You weren't ready for that conversation.
I wasn't ready for that conversation.
Okay.
Well, you know, sometimes in these theaters, people, they buy ads. And that's what gets shown instead of previews for other movies. Because I'll see local.
So the show bought the ad. Gotcha.
Yeah, probably. That was a little much. But my friends and I decided we're just not going to flinch. We're not going to breathe. We got through it. And Emma Kelly didn't ask any questions.
She didn't ask you anything about it? Oh, okay.
So, but man, boom, two horribly uncomfortable previews and the movie started. And from the beginning, I loved it. I was smiling the whole time. It's not the typical fairy tale. They take, there's the baker and his wife.
Okay.
And they find out they're living next door to a witch, and they can't have a kid. They don't understand why they can't have a baby, but they're hopeful.
Are you spoiling anything?
If you saw the play, I mean, it's kind of explaining.
Okay.
Spoil away, Kelly.
I don't think I'm spoiling anything. We kind of have to spoil some things to talk
about it. You're not giving away the ending.
So the witch comes up, and I was going to say Glenn Close. It's Meryl Streep.
Okay.
Fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
And she comes in, and she explains to them, what you have to do. To have this, because I've cursed your house, and this is what you have to do to make sure you have a baby.
The Wicked Witch said this?
Yes, the Wicked Witch says this.
Go to the wood and bring me back one, the cow as white as milk.
Cow, okay.
Two, the cape as red as blood. Three, the hair as yellow as corn. Four, the slipper as pure as gold. Bring me these before the chime of midnight in 3 days' time.
Right. So that's their quest. They have 3 days before the blue moon.
A cow.
You know, once in a blue moon, it's very rare. And you have to do these things. And if you do these things, I'm going to lift this curse and you're going to have the baby you want. So did you pick up on some of the cues? The white cow.
White cow.
That belonged to Jack, a little boy named Jack.
From Jack and Jill?
Jack and the
Beanstalk.
Yeah.
The red cape, the cape is red and
red
blood, would belong to
Red Riding Hood.
The hair, the beautiful hair, like corn husk.
Cinderella.
No.
Cat Williams and Friday.
Rapunzel.
Yeah.
And then what was the other? Oh, the golden slipper, which might throw you off. It was actually Cinderella. In this movie, instead of a glass slipper, she has a gold slipper.
That's
how all these fairy tales are intertwined, and it all happens in the woods. So they're all going into the woods to find this cow, this cape, this beautiful, right?
So far, so good.
All these fairy tales are going to intertwine.
I like it.
While people sing. Because it's a musical. Again, this is bothering some people.
Okay.
That's Chris Pine.
It is.
He plays Prince Charming. Now, we have our own experience with Chris Pine that Kid Craddock horribly offended, and he'll probably never speak to us again. Not totally Kid's fault, because he was on pain medication for some dental surgery that went very wrong.
Yeah.
So anyway, he plays Prince Charming, who goes chasing after Cinderella, right?
Okay.
And so he's like, he's got to find her, but he's in agony because he can't find her.
Yeah.
It's one of the funniest scenes in the movies. The other prince's brother is in love with Rapunzel and he can't get to her. It's beautiful. Well, here's the thing about this movie. You know how fairy tales all end? How do every fairy tale...
Happy.
It all starts with once upon a time.
Happily ever.
It all ends with, and they lived happily ever after.
Once upon a time, somebody dies, and they go through adversity, and then happy.
But this is where the movie builds up to that point, but then it takes a turn.
Uh-oh.
What happens after happily ever after? Life is not a fairy tale.
Yeah, real life stuff.
Uh-huh.
Real life kicks in. So let's see what happens after. Mm-hmm. Oh, you think that's the end of the story? No, there is more. Here's the rest of the story.
Oh.
Apparently, Prince Charming, you know what the most charming men you have to worry about is they're a bit womanizers, right?
Well, they're good-looking dudes.
Oh, he's on Mari. Found out it was his baby.
That's why I'm glad I'm average.
I know. You can go on my Facebook page because it's already been ruined
for you. He cheats, and then he starts balding.
Yeah.
You got the first part right. Prince Charming strays.
What?
Now, in
with
the,
who?
In the, I don't want to really ruin it.
Okay.
I don't want to ruin it too much.
One of the evil stepsisters?
No.
Oh, okay.
So who pay the price for their evilness, by the way. So during this scene where Prince Charming kisses another character in the play who is not his wife, is just married
Cinderella.
It's Prince Cheating.
My daughter literally puts her hand to, like a Southern Belle, because I'm hoping she's got some of that blood in her.
Is this her first taste in with infidelity?
Yes.
Oh,
she's,
boy.
My daughter's getting exposed to everything theater. She puts her hand on her chest. She goes, she is horrified.
Yeah.
I think this is the first time it's ever occurred to her that men can be bad in relationships.
And kiss other girls.
Mm. Right. And so there are instant consequences. Let me just say this. There are consequences. And let me just tell you this. Cinderella doesn't put up with that nonsense.
Oh, good.
Mm. I think that's a great lesson to show that life isn't a fairy tale. Cinderella didn't put up with this nonsense. And here's what she tells him.
Okay.
I think we have a clip of that.
Let's get back to the castle at once. There is a giant on the loose.
I'm well aware of that.
Here we go.
My love, what is it?
Maybe I'm not your only love.
Ooh. Oh, bad.
I love you, truly. I do.
If you love me, why did you stray?
Oh.
Busted.
Oh, boy.
I thought that if you were mine,
oh, boy.
I would never wish for more.
Mm-hmm. What?
That's good.
So far, so good.
This is how you behave as a prince. What kind of king will you be?
Good.
Raised to be charming, not sincere.
King Charming.
See? Raised to be charming.
I think you should go.
That's a good line.
And she doesn't put up with that. She's like, it's not worth the money. It's not worth the castles. I'm going to go back, and I'd rather live cleaning cinders out of a fireplace.
That's a good lesson.
I think that is a good lesson.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, all I did after we saw the movie, Emma Kelly's so excited, she wants to go back and see it again. She loved it. It is long. Let me just tell you that. It's 2 hours long. I went on Facebook and I just said one simple statement. I can't recommend Into the Woods highly enough. Boom!
Oh, boy.
Again, I'm back to being a horrible parent because that always happens.
Did you get more of a boom than from the New Year's Eve
thing? A little bit less of a boom. Hated it. Since when does the prince cheat on Cinderella? Saw it. Hated it. Can't see how they call it. PG. I would never take a child to see it. And then other people are like, you know, come on. I mean, you have to do a little bit of research going into a movie when you see it with a child, I guess.
Yeah, you
now,
do.
I'll be honest. I didn't do any research on it. I saw that it was PG, and I assumed it was okay. Yeah. I didn't realize it was going to have that scene in it. You know, and I was like, ugh. But it opened a conversation with my 8-year-old daughter, who was pretty mature for her age. But, I mean, people either loved this movie or hated it. Now, we have a man room back here with some of the, you know, these guys that bathing is a questionable activity for some of them.
All they do is talk about girls and barely bathe.
Trey, he loved this movie. Loved it. I'm telling you.
Trey's a dude.
He's a dude.
Trey's going soft.
Like, Trey has a couch and a bed. That kind of dude.
I mean, I would love to talk to
peanut butter from the jar for, like, every meal of the day.
With his fingers.
Yeah.
I would love to talk to people that saw this and think that it's really, I can't believe the reaction. Love it or
hate
it. Wait,
hold up. Why? I know parents are criticizing you, but, like, why?
Oh, I get criticized.
I would never take a child. Well, why are you seeing a PG child movie alone anyways? And who did Trey go with?
Did he go by himself?
He's 24?
He doesn't have a girlfriend right now.
He doesn't always have to be, like, fairy.
Yeah,
I mean, like, cartoons and stuff. I mean, it's a musical. It's a big Broadway musical.
Trey, get in here, please, because that's a great question,
Jenna.
I just
want to make sure Trey's, I understand if you're just bored and alone and have a couple weeks
off. But there's so many movies out.
Exactly. He better have already seen, like, Fury and The Interview and all the other Disney movies that are out.
Now, Nick also in the man room went to see it, but Nick is not the typical man room guy.
Well, Nick's married and he's very sensitive.
Nick's married and he bathes regularly and uses hair products.
You loved Into the Woods.
It was one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Whoa.
I haven't seen a ton of movies, but I'm talking, I love Saving Private Ryan, Jurassic Park. Those are my kind of movies.
And Into the Woods
blew me away. I thought I was going to hate it. And then by the end of it, I was singing along.
Why is it 24?
My little brother, who thought he was going to love it. He's 10 years old. He thought he was going to love it.
Totally makes sense.
And then he hated it. He did not think it was good at all.
It's so weird. I don't know. People either, I mean, there's no middle of the reaction. I'm sorry, I have a frog.
Why did you love it so much?
Well, Oops. Chris Pine
wasn't he wonderful?
He was great. He also played a DB wonderfully, just as it was predicted.
Prince Charming.
Thanks,
by the late King.
And then Anna Kendrick, who doesn't love her? She's both
Cinderella.
She's both extra hot, but also very polite and nice, and she seems like a nice girl.
And she didn't go blonde for Cinderella, right? She stayed brunette.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, and just the way they weave the stories together from my childhood was really cool.
It's really smart and clever the way they did have them all intertwine. And I'll tell you, the big surprise for me was Johnny Depp. He plays the big bad wolf to Little Red Riding Hood. What did you think of Little Red Riding Hood, though?
She looked almost like she was CGI for half the movie.
She's cartoonish almost in her appearance. But she's wonderful, this little girl they found. I don't know who she is.
Yeah.
She has a beautiful voice, and she has some interaction with Johnny Depp that if you really want to read between the lines, I think it would go over a lot of kids' heads. It's kind of creepy when he talks about how tasty the little girl will be.
The fairy tales were really morbid. They don't have good endings.
Yeah, but this was kind of
the original, yeah.
When Johnny Depp's singing about how he wants to taste her pink flesh and stuff.
And he's following her through the woods.
That's definitely the underlying. Oh, I thought
he's looking at her as a meal and not as for...
Gotcha.
Pleasure,
but
I can see where they're getting some grief for that. But he was a little disappointing to me because he's so over the top in his characters that I think he didn't go far enough with the big bad wolf.
He's only in it for like 30 seconds.
Very, very short time. Mm. Well, you know what happens to the big bad wolf, right?
What?
The hunter,
the hunter comes in.
Come on.
In this
it's been a while, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Remember, the hunter comes in, saves
in
Red
some
Riding
stories...
Hood.
He just banishes the wolf to the woods forever.
Whoa, Trey, hold up. Wait, Trey, before you leave, you have a review of American Sniper?
Didn't go see it.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Trey. thanks for that.
I mean, people are really, I'm being called a bad parent again.
You're not the only one that took her kids.
Yeah.
Anna, you took your kids to see what they think.
Yeah, I took mine, and I have a 7-year-old and an 11-year-old.
Uh-huh.
When they saw Prince Charming cheating, they both just gasped. And my 7-year-old looked at me and was like, can that happen? And so we had to discuss cheating and infidelity, but which it was disappointing to me because I did like the movie up until then. But then what disappointed me again is the woman that cheated on her spouse with Prince Charming right afterwards died. So I felt like that was saying women cheaters die, men cheaters get to continue living their happy lives in their big castles with whatever they want to do.
Hello. Welcome to like half of the people I know.
Yeah. Right. I think it showed consequences. Like you can't get what you think happens in secret. And I don't think death is a fabulous consequence.
No.
But I mean, you make bad choices. There are consequences for a fleeting moment of physical pleasure. Yeah, it's probably a deep conversation to have with little children, but I think it's also important to show that life is not a fairy tale because kids buy into this.
Right.
Everything's got a happy, romantic Hollywood movie ending, and life's not like that. I think that's another reason we have so many divorces today because every little kid, I'm telling you, my daughter, it was unfathomable to her.
That's the reaction I had when I found out about infidelity when I watched Cheaters late night one night. That's how I found out.
So you need to let your kids watch The Bachelor.
It just
before
you
they
decide
go.
Thank you, Anna.
In the woods.
It is a touchy subject.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, it should not be PG. It should be PG-13 if it's got all that.
I think it should be, honestly, there you go.
PG-13.
I think it should be PG-13 because then I would have probably watched it without Emma Kelly before I took her to see it.
Yes, you know how many moms are probably telling their kids, that's why I left your daddy.
Exactly.
And that's bad.
Oh, see, don't do that.
That's bad. Yeah, you should not. Don't bring the kids into
that.
But now
daddy's
now
married
know.
To Cinderella?
Yeah, what's this?
But I'm going to tell you, Meryl Streep.
Great.
Fabulous.
She looks great.
I want to dye my hair blue after seeing her in this movie. She's
a good look.
Gorgeous.
You should, Kelly.
Kelly, it is
love
a trend.
I should. I should, right?
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Now, you guys remember last year when I was at the airport and I went to go pick up a book?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that rare occasion we see JC at the airport.
I was with
you. Jenna was with me.
I remember I was recommending something dark and morbid, like I normally like.
But I ended up going to the New York Times bestsellers list area.
Not a bad place to go.
And I picked up this book called Red Rising.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up falling in love with that book.
No, with the author.
No, I fell in love with the book, and then I looked up the author because I needed to know, who's this man that captivated my mind?
Normally it's right there on the cover.
It is, Al.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely was on the cover.
Okay.
But I looked him up to see who this person was.
Gotcha.
And it ended up being a dude that's around my age who's really young and cool.
And hot.
All the ladies are falling in love with him all over the place. He's got his own thing on BuzzFeed where they're talking about how hot he is. His name is Pierce Brown. And his book, Red Rising, was awesome. Now he has a second book called Golden Sun,
mm-hmm.
which I got an advanced copy of,
right.
And I also read.
Jeez. Ego stroke in session.
Let me tell you this, Jenna.
What?
The second book in the trilogy of Red Rising is better than the first book. Like, blows my mind good. And to join us, he's joining us on the phone right now. Because I want to talk to Pierce.
What an introduction.
Hey, Pierce Brown.
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Hey, Pierce, live up to that.
Yeah.
Say something good about JC
really
now.
I can, but you know, once you have a BuzzFeed article, I've heard you made it. So yeah. JC's compliments are just the cherry on the top of the ice cream sundae.
Yeah, you have a way with words.
I feel like when I meet people now, I always bring up the book. And I say, go buy Pierce's.
You're
book.
Annoying, JC.
I know.
Stop
I am.
Talking
you
about
plug
Pierce.
Every single time.
Yeah, I give it a plug every
time.
Yeah,
he does. Pierce, has he asked you for a cut?
No,
not yet. I feel like he's working his way up to that, though.
He doesn't want a cut. He just wants to be his BFF.
Or just maybe a hug, maybe a text every now and then. I'm not sure.
He's so in love with you. He's getting all of his body parts pierced because that's your name.
All right, now like I'm back in second grade. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's how it is.
Dang it!
Wow.
See, that's why me and you aren't friends. It's you and JC.
I went from having like a bro crush on him because I only read about him Jenna and I hung out with him in L.A. And now
I more watched you hang out with him.
I consider Pierce a really good friend now.
Jenna was a third wheel.
Yeah, he walked at least into a man crush.
I mean, you made it to my 10 people I texted on New Year's Eve.
Oh, my gosh.
Say what?
That is so adorable. Thank you.
Did you get my Christmas card, Pierce?
I did not. Did you send it to the right address?
I don't know. You probably gave me a fake one.
I was hoping you would show up, but Christmas card's cool, too.
Yeah.
It's probably one of those things where he gives certain people, he wants in his life one phone number and one address.
Yeah. You got the burner phone.
That's fine. I'll take the burner phone.
Well, you know, I was really actually hoping for a Red Rising-themed stripogram, but I don't think that's...
Oh.
Oh, that's next year.
Next year, I got to work for that, yeah.
Have you gotten any sleep, though, when a book comes out? Because I'm sure this is something you worked on for the last year. Were you able to sleep at all on Monday night?
If you keep your phone out of the room, it's remarkably easy, and I always do. I don't like bringing in my phone into the bedroom because I have so much technology in my life already. It's like Christmas morning, and it's just really still and quiet. So I got two Christmases this year, so it's pretty good.
How do you, when you have a thought, a premise for a book, where do you start? Like, they say a songwriter starts, with a hook. Well, some do, some don't. But anyway, where do you start with when you're writing a book? Do you say, once upon a time?
Yeah, the best books begin that way.
You know, actually, my second book does begin with once upon a time.
Right, yeah. See that?
Pierce, since we met, and I've been following you on Instagram, and the photos you've been posting are so cool because you obviously travel somewhere way northern west coast, right? I don't know where you're at
go, right? My parents have a cabin up in Washington State.
Okay, and it's just really scenic and beautiful, so you go just kind of hole away and get creative there?
When I'm trying to start a book, because you kind of do have to sprint to get 50, 70 pages down. Otherwise, without the foundation, it's really hard to keep going. But overall, to answer Al's question, it's a lot of times, songwriters have that hook, but I think for writers, you have to have that tone, that kind of feel of either the character or the story, where it's going, and that's all a gut thing. So it's not like you even have a plot. You just know where you're going somehow, some way.
It's a fascinating process.
It really is.
Writing. Yeah, I would imagine.
We just have to do things like write blogs for the show. And sometimes I'll sit there and look at the computer for hours.
You can't write a blog?
No, not to save my life. I tried. They asked me for these little 200-word essays, and I just freaked out and spent an entire week fretting about it.
That's good to know because it just seems I'm intrigued by people who can write books and novels and songs. I don't know how you even sit down to begin.
Right.
Yeah, and I don't even know how to sit down to begin. It's a journal entry.
Yeah.
My parents used to make me try a journal when I was a kid, and it never worked out. Then they say, okay, pretend you are a knight tracking down a dragon. And then I write 50 pages.
It's like his writing is so effortlessly. It's effortless.
Oh,
but
just sleep with the man.
I'm sorry.
Just sleep with him.
But it's just, I don't know. It just struck a chord with me. But when you write a trilogy, do you already know how it ends? Do you already know how this ends?
Yeah, I knew how it ended since the first book. Now it doesn't matter whether or not I can convince my publisher.
Pierce, how Breaking Bad is you?
You're so hot to JC right now.
No.
Is he damning himself?
Wait, is there any truth to the rumor that this trilogy's been picked up to be made into a movie?
Yeah, so it's Universal bought the rights, and Mark Forster, who directed World War Z, is going to be directing.
Ooh.
And I sent the first draft
script. So we're in the development process right now.
Wow.
You have to worry, though, because everyone, no matter what kind of movie comes out, if there's been a book, people always have that argument, like the book is way better than the movie, or if they never read the book, the movie's way better than the book, and that kind of thing. Do you worry about that, or are you going to have a pretty heavy hand in it?
If it's at that point, I'm pretty sure that I'm not worried about much. I think that, you know, I get a lot of influence because I am close with Mark, and I brought it to him, and then we took it to Universal together. And there was actually a bidding war between Sony and Universal for it. So, you know, we got a partner we really want on it who believes in the story, hopefully, you know, and you can stick as true to it as you otherwise wouldn't be able to.
He's a player.
Yeah,
he's playing the game now.
Well, I have a very, very random question, Pierce, because...
shocking. How do you compare your butt to Kim Kardashian's butt?
It's way deeper than that. You just mentioned that you read a whole lot, but you're also a guy. So if you were to go to IKEA and buy a table, would you actually read the instructions?
Oh, good question.
Oh, God, no, man.
Okay, let's hope. Yeah. He's a guy.
Part of the love of falling in love with IKEA furniture is the struggle of putting it together.
Yes, struggle is real.
Well, Pierce Brown, author of Red Rising Trilogy, I know you're busy right now because your book just released, Golden Sun, but it's already being called Book of the Year by some of the critics that have reviewed it.
Are you going to go around to all the Barnes & Nobles and sit on a stool and read to the masses and then sign books for them?
Well, are you doing that, Pierce?
Well, I'm sitting on a stool today at Book Soup in L.A., so I'll be doing my first signing. I'm keeping a small signing tour at the beginning of this year up through Portland and Seattle and maybe San Francisco.
I'll host a book signing for you.
Oh, yeah. That's what he wants.
At a sports bar.
McKinney Avenue Tavern, baby. No.
All right,
plug
as long
in.
As there's beer there, I'm down.
You got it, brother. You got it.
Well, pick up his new book, or actually pick up Red Rising first. Read that, and then pick up Golden Sun. Kelly was on the plane with me when I was reading your book, Pierce, and I audibly said things while I was reading your book.
You ruined it for me.
Just a whole lot of,
I was like, no way.
Oh, Pierce is so high.
No.
That's
friends.
When he was sleeping, not reading.
That's how it happened. You guys embarrass me in front of Pierce every time. Well, Pierce, thank you so much for joining us, buddy. Good luck with the book.
Yeah, it's exciting. Thank you for letting us, you know, tease you about JC, but he does love you.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. Anything to make him blush.
Yeah. All right, buddy. And again, if you need a roque for the movie.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God, JC.
He knows. I think he's got your number, JC.
Yeah,
he's got your number.
Yeah,
thanks, Pierce.
Bye, Pierce.
Bye, guys. Thanks a lot.
Later, man.
Congratulations.
Bye. Oh, and we have good news, by the way, guys.
What?
If you head on over to KidNation.com right now, you can enter to win a free copy of Pierce Brown's new book, Golden Sun, which he autographed himself.
Really?
Yeah. So you get a signed copy. I'm telling you, this book's going to be huge. You want this.
He autographed your copy, right?
KidNation.com. No, Al.
He didn't?
He did not autograph my copy.
I guess you'll have to swing by the house.
Yeah. Maybe for dinner or something. You can play with the kids.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.